The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. Running her mouth, she wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man looked like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Are you familiar with the phrase? Making plans, we sit and count. You gotta make hay while the sun shines. Just like a mountain, you heard
about it. She's running her mouth. You're a farmer, shouldn't you be familiar with this?
We don't really make hay, though. God makes hay.
If you want to get specific.
Am I right or wrong?
I believe it's you like subscribe you to the belief eggs. That God makes everything. The heavens and the earth and the animals and the...
Yeah. If he makes hay, isn't he doing everything else, Chewy?
Well, he is. I don't understand it all, but yeah.
That's clear.
Jeez. Pretty aggressive for 703.
I know, guys. Get off my back.
At least let him
freezing.
Ease in.
I turned the heat up in here, too, by the way. So yeah, it's going to get nice and toasty.
Okay, Waldo.
I love this hat, but it's falling apart.
The hat is falling apart?
Yeah.
Not so much what's under the hat?
Well, I know why it's falling apart.
You washed it? What?
No, because I'll cardio after this.
He'll keep the hat on.
You sweat a lot through the head. I don't think you can wash hats.
Of course you can.
No, you can't.
Of course
what?
You can.
It's not.
You can't, because then they'll fall apart even more.
No. Throw it in the washing machine. Put it on a delicate cycle.
What's a delicate cycle?
What does it sound like?
What, my hat? Or the delicate cycle? Washers and dryers need to evolve,
oh boy.
Too. They're not good. And someone
told
me.
They're
very good.
Hold on.
Would you rather get like the washboard and you're sitting there with the tub and you're grinding the shirts?
No. And this is a fact.
No, boy.
Your clothes should... Your clothes should just go on speed wash. There is, and they say there's no need for the clothes to wash for an hour. Speed wash does it for like 18 minutes, gets everything done that the hour does.
This explains a lot.
So I just want you to know, if you use the pods, okay, are you a pod guy?
I use the pods.
Okay, you can't do speed wash.
Why?
Because the pods take a certain amount of time to fully bloom, dissolve. And if you do a speed wash, that pod doesn't dissolve in the water. It gets stuck on your clothes. Dead serious. This has happened to us. We couldn't figure it out. We were like, what is this residue on the girl's clothes? Every time we did a speed wash, it was from the pod that didn't get fully bloomed and got stuck to their clothes. It ruins it. It ruins the clothes, by the way.
Not if you use the dishwasher pods. I've done that before.
I should have been specific when I said, are you a pod guy?
I didn't have any pods. Gabe, I did. I mean, soap is soap. Give me a break.
Also incorrect.
Am I right?
Also incorrect. Soap is soap.
I think.
You use dishwasher soap on your butt?
I would.
I mean, in his defense, the Dawn Power Wash thing, that spray bottle, I will use that to clean just about anything.
Just so you know, you can make that at home. It's just alcohol. It's just rubbing alcohol.
What
so you
is?
Take a little bit of the Dawn dish soap and you mix it with, I can get you the recipe I saw it on Instagram. That's where I see all this stuff, by the way. And you can just make it at home instead of buying the cartridges that lock in. And
you
stuff
want
like
you
that.
Want another thing you can do in a dishwasher?
Just out of curiosity, of the information that we have presented you with today, Gabe.
Yes.
His versus mine.
Yep.
Which feels more reliable?
Well, I mean, again, he has provided information of things in which he has done. I don't know if it's actually relevant to anybody
I'll
or
give
anything
you another
other
one.
Than him.
And this is for you. And you can Google it because I really don't care. You can cook salmon in your dishwasher.
Don't do that.
I'm just telling you,
don't
you can.
Do that. Don't do that. Again, why do I have to be the PSA portion of the program today?
He is technically right.
Are you putting...
You can steam a salmon in the dishwasher. Right,
I could also make a grilled cheese with my iron, but I'm not going to.
Perfect, Joshy. That was the exact perfect rebuttal for his comment.
I've got an oven. I've got a smoker. I've got multiple ways right there in which I can.
You could also make, salmon in your coffee pot with the hot water. Just put it in a bag.
That's like a sous vide.
Sous vide?
Yeah. I'm a survivalist. I'm a survivalist.
Can you imagine walking into Chewy's house? Chewy, why do you have salmon in your coffee? I'm making salmon today.
He's like Kramer. It's in the coffee pot. What he is. When Kramer makes the salad
it's
in the
all
shower.
Supervised.
You notice the new water bottle?
I did notice the new water bottle.
It's smaller.
I don't like it.
I know.
It's way too small.
It's sleek.
I had to use mine yesterday.
Can we show that to the loyal listeners watching?
In the truck, because we left that meeting and it was so long, and I'm like, I can hold it till I get to the gym.
You couldn't?
Couldn't hold
just
it.
Just pee in the damn building you're in.
I was in my truck.
He thought he could hold it to the gym.
Right, but before, make a little, hey, here's a bathroom. I walk by one to get to my car.
Let me tell you what, Joshy, the park and ride worked just fine.
The park and
you
ride?
Pulled off?
You pulled off, thank God.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I suppose
wait,
I could.
Great. Now you guys gave him an idea.
No.
He had hadn't even crossed his mind.
Again, don't do that. This is the fourth thing in the last 7 minutes I have advised our loyal listeners not to do.
If there's a park and ride, there has to be a gas station nearby.
100%.
Yeah, but then you go in, and if you don't buy anything, they look at you funny.
You're afraid of people looking at you funny?
Okay.
Old Grandma Betty behind the counter?
Am I right? Like yes. McDonald's. If you go into McDonald's, you can't just use the bathroom without buying anything.
Yes, you can.
What are they going to do? Time out. You walk in, you go to the bathroom, you walk out. At which point in that process are they stopping you and saying, sir, I'm going to need you to buy a hash brown?
Especially you. They're not stopping
well,
the
you know
6'5
what Angie calls me now?
Man who looks
the older
like
I get, she says I'm a rule follower.
You got soft.
Yeah.
Whoa, so you're telling me the temperature is the only thing that isn't just soft about you. You're following all the rules now?
Yeah, yeah.
See, this is what happens when you move down to Florida. You move chicken. Down there.
You get soft?
Pretend it's not hot.
Hold on. Are
and
we
follow
all
going to
pretend
rules?
We never peed in a bottle before? Are we? Is that what we're saying?
How wide?
On a golf course, you're saying.
How wide is the mouth?
I know you.
I have peed in a bottle before, but I was a teenager in a car. Like on a road trip.
What's the diff?
Well, I'm not 50 who walked past a bathroom
if
with a gas
anything,
station.
I have a better excuse because the older you get, the more you got
to
go
it's
because
tougher
your
to hold.
Bladder's. Am I right, Gabe?
You're not wrong.
That is not a better excuse. That means you should be more prepared.
Yeah, like my 5-year-old.
Yes.
Right? We got her a little watch that buzzes every few hours. Right, so a reminder to use the potty. Do we need to get you a watch? It's on Amazon.
You know what?
I can make
you
it
know
happen.
What?
Is it cool?
Guys,
is
that's
it yeah, it's a little blinky.
This is on me. It was a long meeting that we had after the show yesterday. Before Chewy left, I should have asked him, hey,
do you
have to use the bathroom before
you
go?
You
gotta
go to potty.
That's on me. I mean, him sitting for that long. I mean, think about how often he gets up during the show to go use the bathroom because of how much water he drinks. I should have asked him because he obviously wasn't thinking. That's on me. I'll wear that one for you.
That's fair.
I thought you were going to get the car emission test yesterday. What happened?
I got delayed. She's afraid to drive my truck, and she had a couple appointments yesterday.
Because
well,
you got pee-pee bottles sitting on the passenger seat.
Oh, good point.
It's
there was
still
a little
in there.
Drizzle, by
at
the
first.
Way. Just don't tell anybody.
Geez.
So
secret safe with me.
I'm going to do it Saturday. Because she's afraid of my truck. She's deathly afraid
really?
Of my truck, yeah.
Well, other than the urine she might find on the seat, is it because...
No, that's going to make it bad.
Is it because the truck's so big?
Yeah.
Not you yesterday telling the world what you got her for Christmas.
Yeah,
that
I
secret
know.
Is safe with the loyal listeners.
Everyone, oh yeah, the spies are going to keep that one
Dino's
to themselves.
Dino's the man, too. Dino from the jewelry center?
Yeah.
I mean, it's... I kind of gave him a little late notice.
Yeah.
He said they're very busy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Imagine that.
And he hooked me. He hooked me. He's the best. So
you're such a dolt.
I am. I'm an idiot.
So yesterday you didn't get the emissions test done. What did you do instead?
I went to Costco, which was fun.
Wait, you just went to Costco on a whim?
I had to get there eventually. So it was probably today. So I reshuffled my schedule, and it's very good.
Really?
Helped about 3 people out. I'm the bumble.
What do you mean? What do you mean you help
like
people
older
out?
People that can't? Like yesterday, they couldn't reach the paper towel because they stack them so high.
Uh-huh.
Because busy time of year, so much volume. I got a couple of.
So
excuse
you knew
me,
Costco
sir.
Would be busy this time of year, but Dino, the jewelry guy, that was a surprise.
Yeah,
for you.
Yeah, kind of threw me off. But there were a couple like I can't see
strangers?
The price of that. You know, there are a few of those.
Wait.
But I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, I don't feel used, you know? But what do people ask short people to do? Like, what's the equivalent of being a Bumble for a tall person?
You keep saying Bumble, and all I think about is the app.
Bumble. Bumble. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yes.
Remember the Bumble has to put the star on the Christmas tree because he's so tall?
Okay.
That's a Bumble.
You're the Bumble.
I'm the Bumble.
Yeah.
Oh.
So what's the equivalent of, like, little people? Like, what do you ask little people to do?
Go in the crawl space.
Yeah. Crawl space? Okay.
Where we put the Christmas decorations, they're back there, you know, so the tiny people have to climb back there and pull the boxes out. Little stuff like
wondering.
That. Or I dropped my something under the table. Layla, can you go get it? Layla, you know, she's tiny. She can sneak under there and grab it. I'll throw out my back. Wait a minute. So you're like a Costco Samaritan? Is this what's happening? You go to Costco and you just look for needy folks to assist?
How does this conversation go? You just happen to be walking by and they go, excuse me, sir, can you grab the paper towel for me?
No, there's like a bat signal is what there is. They shoot it up to the sky. Chewie's like, I'm on my way, dearie.
Do you have another part-time job? Are you cheating on us by working at Costco during the holidays?
All I needed was four things, but I just, I just walk around.
Wait, you're a four-thing Costco-er?
Well, it was two cases of wine were the big one.
Those are heavy.
For the holidays and all the parties and stuff like that.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Question.
Yeah.
I only think of two things when I think of Costco. Well, let's be honest, three. It's buying things in surplus that are cheaper. One, $1.50 hot dogs. You ever hitting up the concession stand?
Yeah, their pizza's pretty solid, too.
Yeah. Pizza's good.
And do not sleep, Falcons, on the Caesar salad. Caesar salad crushes. Wow. So good.
It's the first time I've heard anybody recommend that.
How about the chicken salad? You ever get that? Because they take the older, you know, their chickens are the size of ostriches. They're huge. So they make their chicken salad
GMOs
out of that stuff that, you know, runs its core. It is.
Wait a minute. What chicken salad are you talking about?
Okay. Costco.
Like a Caesar, chicken Caesar salad?
Mayo, it's just a big thing of chicken salad.
But not at the deli thing. It's not a deli thing, but not where you get the hot dogs and the pizza.
No. Inside the ropes.
He's talking about inside. Inside. That's why I thought we were focused on the stuff.
I thought there was a chicken salad
Josh
sandwich.
Josh and I were in lockstep.
Second question.
Yeah.
Chicken salad.
Samples. That's what they're known for.
100%.
Are you allowed more than one? If you go somewhere, you enjoy something.
If you buy it, you're
if you're not
more
buying
than
it,
one.
So
no,
if I go, that was
not
good, I want to try another. No. I have to walk away with the said product.
With a box of whatever frozen treat you've just devoured.
And how early can you sample the booze?
They're not. Are they? Whoa, hold on. Are they giving out?
Yeah, hold on.
What?
No.
First of all, what Costco do you go to?
No.
Second of all.
No, but I've been in places like 10 in the morning. There's a place in
grocery
Florida
stores
that I go to. Yeah.
Okay, that's
would you
different
like right sample this new tequila? I mean, 10 o'clock's a little early unless you're in Key
Florida
West.
I was about to say, what do you care? You're done with
I'm
work
a rule
at nine
follower. I don't want to be looked at by people saying, 10 o'clock.
Yeah,
as you get older,
you
suddenly
you
care what people
and you
think.
You threw this outfit together today, huh?
You got dressed in the dark.
Incognito.
Really
I'm freezing.
I thought he looked like Santa Claus, but Gabe said he looks like Where's Waldo?
It's the stripes and the glasses for me.
Let's put that on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewie Twitter poll this morning. Huh, Josh? He sends some folks over to the YouTube stream. Chewie today in his outfit and all his glory. Does he look more like old Saint Nick or Where's Waldo? Let us know. 800-990. So it sounds like he had a pretty good day, all things considered.
Yeah, it was fun. Nothing tops today. Today's the best.
It's Thursday.
Glamour Thursday.
2 months.
It's
the first one in 2 months.
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to talk in fragments of the
now,
I interpret
did,
all morning?
I got him a nice thing of bourbon.
Ooh.
Because he literally picked up probably 35 packages for Christmas. Because we had them shipped here, so I got to hook him up. We're going to see how much of that he can drink today.
It's not a parlor game, Chew.
And then he tried to send him all loaded up back up down the street to his wife.
I haven't been in trouble in a while. The best is when I don't tell him because he loves the. You know what? I invented the Blammer. So the Blammer is a Jameson margarita. It's an actual drink.
Mm-hmm.
But I double whack him because I get the margarita mix.
That has the booze in it?
Yeah. Jeez.
I can't tell if you guys are friends or not.
No, this is how guys are friends, Jen. This is how guys act.
He is
they are
so
friends.
Entertaining because three of the kids are home, And two of them love to join Blammer Thursday. And just to wind him up is like, there should be cover.
Wait, there you should charge really be the a kids? Cover.
That's exactly what I did at the Q
Am
Club.
I right? You yes. guys have met him.
Oh, yeah.
I put a quarter there in him and I just kept them going.
Yeah. You know, I like it in a tub. You got a tub. No one knows what a tub is, bro. Do you know what a tub is?
No. Beyond the bathtub.
A tub is like a beer glass, a tall one, that he wants his margarita in that. He doesn't want it in a short one.
Oh, okay.
But no one knows what a tub is.
No.
But you just let him go because it's so entertaining.
I thought you were talking about the thing that Country Crock comes in that your grandma uses for leftovers when you said tub. That's frankly where I was going. Hey, lots of people weighing in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line this morning. Chewy, they want you to know you can wash your hats in the dishwasher. So you were close, right? Like you were gonna cook the salmon in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
And you said you can't wash your hat. They're saying you can throw the hat in the dishwasher.
It's more delicate?
I don't know. I wash my dishes in my dishwasher. I don't know why you guys are trying to all like make the dishwasher do more than it does.
Are they referring to the beanie hat though? Because
I
I've
think
seen
they're
that.
Talking about the hat that you're wearing. But
yeah, I've seen like the baseball hat thing where you put it in like the cage, you throw it in there.
But really?
That, yeah, that you should just be able to throw in the.
You guys wash your sneakers?
Yes. I don't dry them.
I'm just asking. You don't have to bite my head off. I thought I was like weird. I always wash my sneakers,
but don't dry them.
It depends on the shoe.
You have to dry them naturally. Yeah. Don't throw them in the dryer.
Okay.
Lots of folks weighing in on that. Ryan from Iguanago says Chewy is the Costco elf. And then Carrie in Mayville says UConn Cornelius, when he gave Bumble a job, looky what he can do.
Yeah.
That's what we'll say to Chew as he gets the tall things down off the shelf. Merry Christmas to you as well, Carrie in Mayville. We got to get to Jason Wilde. Talk about those Green Bay Packers. Big game this weekend against the Saints, the lowly Saints. 14.5. Packers are favored by 14.5.
Yeah,
I believe
up.
It was 13. Now it's 14.5. Woo, doggy. We'll ask Jason Wilde what he thinks of that and more right after this.
X-Golf, two locations here in Milwaukee. Whether you're going to Brookfield, whether you're going to Mequon, state-of-the-art simulators, best place to go if you are looking to improve your game this offseason. PGA Pro can give you lessons on-site if you want to do that. But what's also great about X-Golf in Brookfield and Mequon, they can get you fit for clubs. Getting fit is such an important process if you want to maximize your game, and they can do that at X-Golf in Brookfield and Mequon. It's also a great place just to go hang out. I'm usually there on Fridays, enjoying a nice cold one at the bar, watching the great TVs they have there. So make sure you check them out online, xgolfbrookfield.com and xgolfmequon.com.
Ready, down, hunt.
All Packers, all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Hanging out with our friend and teammate Jason Wilde. Good morning, Jason. How are you today?
I'm great, everybody. How are you?
We are good. Cannot complain. Edrin Cooper won his second NFC Player of the Week of the Year. Thank you. There it is. That makes sense. Player of the Week of the Year. Wait, it was like Chewy when he wanted to do the word of the day of the week.
Correct.
Is it getting to the point, Jason, where you think he needs to be on the field at all times? I mean, obviously you have to spell players occasionally, but do we need to see more snaps from him at this point?
Yeah, I'm curious how they're going to use him on Monday night now, because it sounds like Quay Walker will be out. And so how does he fit into their plan? Because he has been a rotational player. He's done this in two games now where he played 30-plus snaps, not 50-plus snaps that he's won this award. So, again, I think we've heard them on a couple of occasions, the coaches, talk about, you know, the rookie growth that he is undergoing, which is a kind way of saying that he screws up when he's out there sometimes too. But he's such a dynamic player that they obviously are wanting him on the field. The question is he ready for that much, And is he going to be as effective if you're playing him 59 snaps instead of 35? I'm eager to see what they choose to do, but it seems to me that what they're doing right now is working pretty well.
Jason, I see Jordan Morgan is out for the year. How thin are they at offensive line?
Yeah, I don't think they're real deep, right? I mean, and look, when they had to bring in a guard to fill in, they brought in Kadeem Telfert, who is really a tackle and had never played before this year at all. They kept him all year last year on the practice squad. So they don't have a lot of proven depth. They don't have that but Bruce Wilkerson guy to come in and fill in. And so, you know, they have been very fortunate, and knock on wood, they will continue to be, with their health on the offensive line. They've had one guy miss one game. That's it. And that was obviously Josh Myers, and they just juggled things, and they had Jordan Morgan available at the time. So, yeah, they're not particularly deep. And while we're all kind of looking at the Detroit Lions and writing them off because of all the injuries they've had, the Packers comparatively have been extremely fortunate, and you just hope that that continues through the final three regular season games and into the playoffs.
Jason, have you been watching Enigma?
Nope.
Did you happen to see the clip that was going around social media yesterday? We have it, but this was... just curious if you hear what everybody else heard from this clip from Matt LaFleur in Enigma.
I don't think a lot of people, at least in our camp, thought that Jordan would have been there when we were picking, and the opportunity presented itself. And it was an opportunity that Ted Thompson thought was too good to pass up.
We're all surprised that Green Bay traded up to take Jordan. What do you think?
There was a name there that that Matt LaFleur said that I don't know has necessarily ever been linked to Jordan Love. Did you know that it was Ted Thompson who was pushing for Jordan Love to be drafted?
Is it possible he just misspoke?
I suppose.
I think we need to ask him.
Yeah, but it's worth clarifying, is it not?
Yeah, that makes no sense whatsoever. So I will I'll ask their PR director about this today when I'm at Lambeau, because that's 3 years that Ted had been out of the mix. And I believe he passed away in 21.
Yes. Less than a year after the selection.
And my understanding was his health challenges had gotten appreciably worse. So I am going to assume and then verify that is Matt LaFleur misspeaking, but I've never heard that. Boy, I'm really missing out not watching that thing.
Well, I mean, that's about the only thing I found really interesting, Jason. I mean, you lived most of the other things that were that were talked about in Enigma, so I don't know if you're missing much.
Are we following the rule that Aaron set forth on Pat McAfee when we're talking about him? Have you guys stated your vax status before you continued to discuss him? Have you done that?
I'm going to quote the great Mark Chmura when I answer this and say, he doesn't run my life.
Yeah. I mean, it's 2024, man. Like, of all the things to still be harping on, like,
who cares?
Well, Jason,
what are we doing here?
Some of us are on the record as disliking the guy before 2020. So I feel real good about continuing that. You know, I didn't like you before 2020, so it has nothing to do with his vax status. Gabe found an article on, I believe it was Pro Football Focus.
Mm-hmm.
You said it graded all of the positions.
So it's got it ranks all the offensive lines. It has the Packers offensive line as the sixth best in the league.
Which prompted Gabe to ask us this morning in our production meeting, is that the best unit top to bottom that the Packers have?
I thought I saw on Sunday Night Football when Chris Collinsworth promotes his ownership of Pro Football Focus, that they have Josh Myers as the 31st better?
That could be possible, although this says that he has a 77 PFF pass blocking grade, placing him third among centers.
Yeah. Pass blocking.
Yeah.
I don't know what his run blocking grade is. But yeah, look, I do. I think they've got a really good offensive line. I go back to where we started and say, I hope it stays healthy, because if you, generally speaking, if you have built your team effectively and all five of your starters stay healthy, then you probably have a pretty good offensive line, right? I mean, it's impressive that the Vikings lost Darrisaw, went and acquired Robinson from the Jaguars, and have really largely not missed a beat, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Lions, when they were susceptible on the offensive line, was when Baylor Decker was sidelined, and they had Skipper playing, who caught a touchdown, I think, last week. You know, the Packers, if they stay healthy, there's no doubt it's one of their strongest positions. I think that group has played really well. What has Jordan Love been sacked, like 12 times or something like that?
It's low.
And you look at, you know, now as Josh Myers and Sean Ryan both said to me last week when I was talking to them about this, Josh Jacobs makes us look really good. So they may not always get their blocks where they need to be for Josh Jacobs, but Josh Jacobs makes it look like they blocked it up pretty well. So they are a good offensive line. I think six sounds about right. Whether or not you see them as their best their best position group, you know, I think it probably depends on how much confidence you have in that wide receiver group and the lack of a number one, but everyone contributing. So, if you said to me that's their best position group, I would have a hard time refuting it.
Jason, when Musgrave gets his feet under him, you think they'll go back to splitting time, or is Kraft going to be the guy?
No, Kraft's the guy.
He's the guy.
I mean, and the question that I would have is just, what will Luke Musgrave's playing time be? Because as we've heard Matt LaFleur talk about, one of the challenges is obviously, and this is something that I was hoping to explore with him a little bit more. He kind of said after the game on Sunday night about how, I don't want to say stressful, I don't think he used that word, but the challenge of trying to get everybody involved. And I just thought that was really interesting that he just publicly admitted that. And there was also a reference to it on the telecast from their production meeting with him. So that's one thing because these guys love to say it's a good problem to have, but it doesn't change the fact that it's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you add Luke Musgrave to the mix, and I'm assuming during his time on IR, his blocking didn't improve significantly, right?
Yeah.
So that's what allowed Tucker Kraft to rocket ship past him. So do I think that Luke Musgrave is still very much in their plans? Yeah, sure. But I do think he's got some work to do, because the reason why he lost his favored status, because look, we saw it in training camp, right? We can't blame this on his ankle injury that he suffered in the fourth game of the season. Like, you guys heard me when I would talk to you guys during training camp. Gosh, you know, last year all we could talk about was Luke Musgrave, and now we're not talking about him at all. And it's because he did not make a huge leap in his blocking.
Well, you mentioned the blocking. Is that a big reason why Dontavian Wicks's snaps have gone up? Is because they trust him so much in that run game?
Mm-hmm. And it's why they've basically said, look, we think, because they love Heath in that role too, but Heath is limited as a pass catcher, and so he was the odd man out on Sunday, and he was inactive, but it leaves them with more roster flexibility too, that Wicks has elevated himself that way. And he apparently does a very good job of dropping his block before he gets called for a holding penalty, after all that criticism he was getting for dropping passes, and he's also catching the ball better, right? And so he's earning his opportunities. I just, you know, I was not sure what to make of his kind of struggles at midseason, because I know how much the coaches want him on the field. And if he's blocking well, that's giving him more opportunities to be out there and continue to earn that trust back.
Are they off of Melton, Jason?
No, I don't know how many snaps he played in Seattle, but you know, he was out there. I mean, obviously he's the fifth.
Yeah.
And there's kind of a gap between four and five. But no, I think the thing about Bo is just there, you know, the skill set for him isn't so different. You know, you look at Dobbs and his strength as a pass catcher in the shorter areas as a possession guy. You look at Watson, we know what he does. We know what Wicks can do off the line of scrimmage, and we certainly know what Reed can do with kind of his diversified abilities. And you know, other than being really fast, I just don't think Bo has anything that really distinguishes him from the other four. He's the guy that, though, again, when you have an injury, well, that's a pretty darn good fifth option. Mm-hmm. I mean, who? I don't even remember who the fifth options were on some of your teams. Like, I don't want to be picking on Terry Mickens, but anytime Terry Mickens had to play offensively, you knew that you guys were probably going with the ball elsewhere.
So speaking of Bo Melton, last night on Weekly Wager at Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Greg Matzik said that by the end of this game against the Saints, he sort of expects to see Malik Willis and Bo Melton and obviously the guys who usually are on the bench out there on the field because he believes it will be such a blowout. Do you see the game shaking out that way as well? Maybe not necessarily with some of the backups on the field, but that this is an opportunity for the Packers to put together a solid four quarters and step on the proverbial throat. And
hopefully it's only three quarters.
Yeah, and then so play only three quarters and have, you know, your backups in the fourth quarter. How do you see this game shaking out the line now? 14.5 Packers favored.
Yeah, and Tausch starting Green Bay game nights.
The
2 minutes into the third quarter. I'm always leery of double-digit spreads on NFL. I am not a wagerer. I would not put money on a game, but I am very leery.
Is this because of San Diego, because they were 12-point favorites?
I don't see any way the Packers lose this game. I tested that out against Jacksonville Green Bay game day, if you recall.
I do.
Just to see if it still worked, and when Evan Engram caught that touchdown and Jair went hobbling off into the sunset, I was like, oh my God, it's going to happen again. So I am not going to say that about this game, just out of responsibility for Packers fans not to cause any damage to their season hopes.
You have heard me talk about Jason. Thank you so much. I just started reading her read.
She just started doing her read.
See you, Jason.
I just started doing my read and was like, wait, I haven't said goodbye to Jason yet. Jason Wilde is on Wilde and Tausch right after Jen, Gabe, and Chewy each and every weekday here on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. You have heard me talk about Professional Construction just a moment ago, actually. We have enjoyed having them help us with our home projects. We're not the most handy people, and it is such a relief to know that when we have a home project pop up, we can call our friends over at PCI. Mike and Michelle operate a family-owned company. They believe in building relationships and doing exceptional work on your project. Congrats to PCI for celebrating their 20th anniversary this past summer. You know what? You can't stay in business for 20 years unless you're doing a dang good job. Learn more about PCI at ProfessionalConstructionInc.com. That's ProfessionalConstructionInc.com. And tell them Jen from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy sent you.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You got to have a condiment with the bread.
Yeah, you want some sort of
alone.
Yeah, you want some sort of lubricant with the bread. Yes, that's correct.
Yes.
It's just necessary.
You follow
like,
me?
You don't want to just be sitting there eating like pieces of white bread with nothing on it.
Can't be going dry.
Yeah, can't be raw dog and just white bread.
On 94.5 ESPN.
The holidays are here, and if you are still looking for the perfect gift to show appreciation for the special woman in your life, whether it's your mom or your mother-in-law or your significant other guys, you need to check out my friends over at Quintessa Aesthetic Center. They've got a bunch of different locations all over, so it is convenient for you. Pop in, grab a gift card, and through December 20th, that's tomorrow, for every $100 gift card you buy, you will get a $20 bonus card. So $120 for the price of $100. It is a deal that only comes around once a year this time of year, so don't miss out. Make her holiday unforgettable or treat yourself to the gift of feeling pampered, confident, and completely renewed. Visit myquintessa.com today. I want to be just like you. I want to say it as this is the end of control. We talk talked to Jason Wilde about this just a few moments ago, but I do want to get the guys' thoughts on this. We are going to play this clip again from Enigma. I'm not watching it. Joshy watched it for us, was telling us the stuff that we need to know about it. And there was a clip that really raised eyebrows by a lot of Packers fans yesterday. Take a listen to what Matt LaFleur said about the process to draft Jordan Love.
I don't think a lot of people, at least in our camp, thought that Jordan would have been there when we were picking, and the opportunity presented itself. And it was an opportunity that Ted Thompson thought was too good to pass up.
We're all surprised that Green Bay traded up to take you, Jordan. What do you think you can learn from Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, I'm already knowing I can learn a lot from Aaron Rodgers.
Well, it's not the back end that I want to talk about there, but we could talk about the back end. It's the Ted Thompson inclusion. As Jason mentioned, guys, Ted Thompson had moved into a quote-unquote advisory role. We learned later on that he was dealing with some health complications and that he had been sort of deteriorating. None of this is meant disrespectfully. I want to make sure we're clear on that. But this is the reality, at least of what we were told, about the end of Ted Thompson's not only tenure in Green Bay, but also his life. And so it was interesting to people that in 2020, less than a year before he passed away, Gabe, that he would have been involved in personnel decisions still for the green and gold.
Yeah, he was, you know, a special advisor, and who knows what he was doing, when he could do it, what he was actually capable of doing. And when we had brought it up to Jason, he thought, well, is it possible that LaFleur misspoke? And I think that's possible, but at the same time, it's not like there was crossover with LaFleur and Ted. It's not like Ted was the guy that went out and hired LaFleur, and they had the relationship, then Ted stepped away, and then Goody came in. No, Goody came, like, that came well before, you know, before Matt LaFleur became the head coach. So while, you know, Ted was probably around the team, and he certainly had some sort of interaction, It seems, again, that's the part that's just kind of confusing is, okay, maybe he misspoke, but at the same time, wouldn't one of the producers have caught that of this? You would think if you're doing a documentary on Aaron Rodgers, you would have people that would be knowledgeable in this space. And
you're saying like fact checking
and go, hey, Matt, is that what you meant? You know, afterwards, even going back, hey, Matt, is that what you meant? Because when he says Ted Thompson in the documentary, they cut to a picture of Ted Thompson. So
and Brian Gutekunst, right?
Yes, isn't it correct.
The one, but side by side,
yeah, they also put Ted's name on the bottom of the screen.
Yeah.
So,
what does your gut tell you two regarding that? Does your gut tell you that it was a misspeak by Matt LaFleur, or that Ted Thompson was in fact advising Brian Gutekunst in these picks in 2020?
I don't think it was a misspeak. I don't. And there were rumblings even when Ted was the GM that he wasn't even making the decisions.
Yeah.
Right. Remember, there were rumblings that someone else in the building was making picks, and let me just throw this out there. Could it have been a shot at Goody?
In what way?
Detracting, knocking him down a few notches.
Maybe.
I mean, why else would
calculated?
Why else would he?
Hear me out. If you have a relationship with Aaron Rodgers and you're trying to keep things together, instead of blaming the GM that's currently running the team, look at the one from the past. Say he had a lot of influence on this pick. Wouldn't that make Aaron Rodgers seemingly happier?
Well, that's very interesting, Joshy. That is a conspiracy theory, but it's very interesting. So again, the documentary is Enigma. It is the Aaron Rodgers story. They ask Matt LaFleur about the drafting of Jordan Love, which we know got under Aaron Rodgers' skin. So you're saying, if Matt LaFleur calculates and says, and again, it could very well have been that Ted Thompson made that decision,
yes,
right?
Uh-huh.
But sort of using Ted Thompson's memory, legacy, knowing that he and Aaron Rodgers had a very strong relationship, Ted Thompson, the one who drafted Aaron Rodgers back in the day, and you say that Ted Thompson was the one, that sort of takes the pressure off of you, because everybody was talking about how Matt LaFleur was smiling, big smile on his
face
when they got right,
little fist pump.
And everybody believes that Brian Gutekunst was the one who went out there and started all the chaos, the butterfly effect. And now you're saying, no, actually, it was Ted Thompson, God rest his soul, who made that move.
But I mean, ultimately, it still comes down to Goody to make
this
decision, even if, you know, because at that point, like, Ted's basically just a scout pushing hard for that decision.
Yeah.
But if again, to me, it's interesting if Ted's in that room and he's the one who ultimately pushed and made the argument that won Gutekunst over.
It's not too hard to see that at some point, if Ted was able to do it, he'd carry a pretty big stick around there.
I would think.
If Ted says, this is the guy, if you can get him, you should, I would imagine, and I think it would be justified for Goody and company to be like, maybe we should listen.
But well, this is 3 years after Ted was the GM, and supposedly Ted was relieved because he didn't have the cognitive ability. I find that hard to believe.
So what it reminded me of, guys, stay with me. Remember I did the documentary this past summer on Armando Galarraga. Mm-hmm. Armando Galarraga, the Detroit pitcher who threw the perfect game but was robbed of the perfect game because of the missed call at first base by Jim Joyce. He has obviously gone down in baseball history, baseball lore. When we talked to Rob Manfred, his explanation, reading between the lines, as to why they will not give Armando Galarraga the perfect game retroactively was because of Bud Selig. Bud Selig made that decision back in the day to not award Armando Galarraga. Rob Manfred saw Selig as a mentor. He obviously followed him as the commissioner of baseball. And I walked out of that interview believing the reason Manfred will not change it, will not retroactively change it, even as all of these other things change in the history books for baseball, is because of his respect and deferential to Bud Selig. Is it possible that something like this is happening here with Brian Gutekunst? Did he defer to Ted Thompson on this decision because of his honor and respect and relationship with Ted Thompson? And it just has happened to work out really well for Green Bay so far.
I mean, I think that certainly if this is the way it went down, Ted's word would carry a lot of weight. But ultimately, it still comes down to Gutekunst. Because if this blows up, if Jordan doesn't grow from what he was the first time we saw him as the starting quarterback against the Kansas City Chiefs, Goody's out of a job. Like, if this blows, you know, like, it's not Ted's job that's on the line anymore. It was Goody's job.
It's also one important thing to contextualize this even further, because Jason is right with where Ted was at the time of the draft pick. But if we remember, Jordan Love's best career year in college was actually the year before he was drafted.
Before the coaching change.
So that does build you in more wiggle room. Like, they are watching film on those guys. Mm-hmm. Could he have watched it after that, thinking maybe Jordan Love is going into the draft early? Like, that stuff all has to...
I find it 3 years. I mean, my family. I mean, I slip cognitively. My mind, or my memory isn't as good. And my family laughs at me. And I'm 55. Like, yeah, let's listen to you for directions. Yeah, right. And this is 3 years after he was removed.
Step down, yes.
I just find that he may be in the room.
Yeah.
But you think they're going to go, oh, yeah, definitely. I just find that very hard.
Well, again, there's so many layers to it, and it seems like Jason's going to start kind of digging and try to unpeel this
thing. Will LaFleur expand on what he said?
I don't know.
And
I mean, it's going to get asked, right?
Has to be asked.
They also, and not to say they're trying to like pull a fast one here, but you get the benefit of, you don't want to pry too hard on this because it is a sensitive topic. A man ended up like not being able to live anymore. So like, what are you going to do there if it is something a little nefarious? You don't want to be like, we blamed Ted.
If anything, Joshy, I think they're honoring him, because let me tell you this about Ted. And I'm not talking fans, I'm talking inside the building. I've known Ted since 1992. Everybody loved Ted. He's like Bob Harlan. He doesn't get the credit, that, mm-hmm. but he was the nicest guy.
Yeah.
Everybody loved him. So I see that.
A little bit different personality between Bob Harlan and Ted Thompson. A little bit more removed, a little bit more, you know.
Reserved.
But I guess you could make the case, guys, that if Ted Thompson not only picked Aaron Rodgers, you know, Hall of Famer, but also had a hand in selecting Jordan Love, and Jordan Love goes on to have a fantastic career. Wow, Ted Thompson, mm-hmm. what a legacy. Like, and maybe there is a little bit of fudging the interaction, fudging the influence. But to your point, Joshy, what a tip of the cap to what Ted Thompson has done for the Green Bay Packers franchise. 800-990-3776. Where do you land on this? When Matt LaFleur mentioned Ted Thompson's name in Enigma and said that he thought that Jordan was too good to pass up, did your eyebrows go up? Are you surprised that Ted Thompson had a say in the selection, the drafting of Jordan Love? Let us know, 800-990-3776.
Fellas, listen up. We all know some of the best holiday gifts you can give are jewelry, especially from our guy, Dean, at the Jewelry Center. Gold necklaces, naturally mined, lab-grown diamonds for earrings, and, of course, engagement rings. When I want to give a memorable gift, of course, I visit my friends at the Jewelry Center. We know Chewy does the exact same thing, and right now they've got a deal that even Santa can't beat. You can win a $2,000 shopping spree to the Jewelry Center just by registering online. That's right. I didn't stutter. $2,000 can be yours at the Jewelry Center. Just register now through December 23rd at ESPNWisconsinContests.com. That's $2,000 shopping spree at the Jewelry Center. Go to ESPNWisconsinContests.com.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Where else can you get football analysis that includes things like dropsies and picksies and intercepsies and flowy? It's flowy. Flowy. The offense needs to be more flowy.
On 94.5 ESPN.
For celebrating at St. Kate the Arts Hotel. Join them this holiday season for special events to get you in the festive mood. A spectacular brunch with Santa, the holiday marketplace, and one-of-a-kind dinner and a show experiences. St. Kate has a celebration happening nearly every week through the holiday season. You could also make a night of it and extend the experience by booking an overnight stay at St. Kate. Special packages now available. Celebrate the holidays with St. Kate. Go to their website, stkatearts.com/holidays, stkatearts.com/holidays. I want to get to this concession price update that the Suns have done, but we're short on time right now. So, instead, Gabe, does Chewy look more like Santa or where's Waldo this morning?
Waldo. It's the striping.
It's the glasses.
Glasses.
The glasses and the
Santa
striping
has
combo.
Glasses, though.
That's good. Dumb question.
Please.
Who the hell's Waldo? Is he a children's book or what?
Wait, you don't know Waldo?
No.
Hold, please.
Put it on the poll. Do you know who Waldo is? Just generally speaking, it,
Joshy. To me. If I was to guess, it sounds like a Dr. Seuss thing.
No. Okay. Where's Waldo? You never had a Where's Waldo book?
No.
Your kids never did?
No.
Like he would know that.
Maybe he stepped on one accidentally one time.
I like the little bear book. That was fun.
What's the little bear book?
I don't know. It's just
Berenstain Bears?
No. Go way back. I don't know. I'll think of it.
Hold on.
Winnie the Pooh?
Oh. No.
Other bears exist.
The Three Little Bears?
No.
The Little Bear Book.
You gotta go back.
These are like folklore stories we're talking about
the
here.
The bear was by himself.
And it wasn't Winnie the Pooh.
No.
Just a bear.
Yeah.
And
I can see the cover of the book.
Uh-huh. It had a bear on it, did it?
Yep.
Are you just talking about a hyper-specific?
That's Waldo.
Is that like the dentist office thing?
They have them for kids.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's similar to like a Highlights menu.
Yeah,
you know?
Those are the best. Love those.
But yeah, he's... Okay. You're trying to find Waldo in a crowd of people.
So there's like a big page, right? It's a big... The books are big. And they're two pages. And the scene is like all, you know, marketplace or a beach or a cityscape. And Waldo's hiding amongst all of those people. And you got to find him.
Oh, so it's like the Highlights.
Yeah.
Which I used to love.
I will tell you that once my grandma had him, right? She had him in the front and the foyer of her house. And so we'd sit there and look through. But once you've done the Waldo books a few times, then you're just going, there.
Yeah.
There.
Do you guys, there, do you do Elf on a Shelf?
Absolutely not.
We got Snoop.
What am I, a glutton for punishment?
We got Snoop on a shelf.
Stoop.
Snoop.
Stoop.
Snoop Doggy Dog.
Snoop on a stoop.
He's got a blunt in his mouth.
I'm just telling you, it's not on a shelf. Elf and shelf, Snoop and
on
stoop.
On the stoop?
Yeah, there you go.
I better take him off the shelf then, I guess.
He sees you when you're sleeping.
He does. Really? Wow. I am misinformed quite a bit.
Really? This is news to me.
Clip that.
We have breaking news.
Take a break. Be right back after this.